Welcome home Sunday, October 20th, 2019. Pastor Paul Talberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for meditation is going to be on the screen again in just a few seconds. It's going to be on both screens, which means it's going to take your attention away from what's around you to look again at what God says in his word. It's an incredible thing that God gives to us. We are swimming in the blessings of God. Right now, you're surrounded by people. They're going to be with you in heaven, walking on streets of gold, in absolute good health. You won't even need readers in heaven. And we're gathered together as family. That's a neat thing. This letter was written to brothers and sisters in Christ by the Apostle Paul, someone who had actually walked and talked with Jesus. The Apostle Paul, who had been scum because he had been killing Christians, and now there he was. The Lord had lifted him up to the office of being an apostle, sent out to tell the good news to others. And here we are. You hear the good news that God wants the brothers and sisters to hear. So please, again, watch from the book of Hebrews.
What we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels. Because of God's wonderful kindness, Jesus died for everyone. And now that Jesus has suffered and died, he is crowned with glory and honor. Everything belongs to God, and all things were created by his power. So God did the right thing when he made Jesus perfect by suffering. As Jesus led many of God's children to be saved and to share in his glory, Jesus and the people he makes holy all belong to the same family. That is why he isn't ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. He even said to God, "I will tell them your name and sing your praises when they come together to worship." He also said, "I will trust God." Then he said, "Here I am with the children God has given me." We are people of flesh and blood. That is why Jesus became one of us. He died to destroy the devil, who had power over death. But he also died to rescue all of us who live each day in fear of dying. Jesus clearly did not come to help angels, but he did come to help Abraham's descendants. He had to be one of us, so that he could serve God as our merciful and faithful high priest and sacrifice himself for the forgiveness of our sins. And now that Jesus has suffered and was tempted, he can help anyone else who is tempted.
That's God's word from Hebrews. The jury is still out as to who wrote Hebrews. Half of the people think it's the Apostle Paul. The other half think it's Peter. God doesn't tell us in the book of Hebrews who wrote Hebrews. We just know that this is God's word. So what does God have to say? He says that he is our Father. And as our Father, he really loves us. And we are his family in Jesus Christ. And what does that mean? That means in Jesus Christ, you and I have incredible blessings. First blessing is one that happens every Christmas time when everything's all filled up again in every church across the land. we are reminded at Christmas time that God elevated us. He took human nature to himself and was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We often remember that Jesus put his glory aside and became one of us, but what does that mean? That means that we were brought into God's family. He didn't become an angel. He became a human being because he loves us. How incredible he loves us. He loves us so much that he lived and died for us. And then he didn't stay dead. He freed us completely, liberated you and I are. That's all found in the first verse of our text. It just repeats again and again and again. Not just in this chapter, but it repeats again and again in the whole book of God's Word, from beginning to end. In this section, it goes way back to creation, and it ends up with Revelation, when God's going to come back again. He reminds us that during this whole time, he's taking his word out, and his word is reaching people where they are, and he's lifting us up to himself again and again. As a pastor, Pastor John and I, we know some of the terrible things that happen in people's lives. Terrible things. And people are just crushed. And sometimes when those terrible things are spiritual matters, you can't see the bruises on the outside. You can't see the pain on the outside. You go to a hospital. But instead, the child of God comes and is just crushed. And you know what you do when that happens to you as a pastor? When someone comes to you, one of your sheep comes, and they're really hurting, you lift them up to God. You help them see who Jesus really is. You heard it in the gospel reading. Jesus said, oh, you're tired, you're tuckered, you're trashed, or whatever it is that's going on in your life, come to me, he says. Arms open wide, he says, come to me. I want to take care of you. I want to help you. I want to bless you in ways that you can't imagine. So come and bring whatever it is to me, because I can do immeasurably more than anything you can ask for or imagine. We have a hard time believing that. So when you go ahead in Jesus' life and you look at the cross, that's when your mouth just drops open. Awe. On Good Friday, you see all of God's justice. He is deadly serious about his Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. Every time you and I fall into worry, we're breaking that first commandment. We're thinking that God's not doing something. We're thinking that God's forgotten about us. We're thinking that God is weak. That's just the first commandment. And then there's a second and the third and the fourth all the way down the line until the ninth and the tenth, where God says, oh, by the way, those attitudes of not being content, those attitudes of greed and covetousness, I don't want you to have those attitudes either. And so we stand before him and our lives are shattered by that. But on Good Friday, you see God's justice taken out on the sin of every human being on Jesus Christ's Son, who came for that reason. He came to suffer and die. And then what happened? He didn't stay dead. He came back to life again to assure you and to assure me that our sin is gone, that we are free, home safe in heaven. That's really good news. Not only does God love us, but he's freed us. Now with freedom, there comes all sorts of things, right? If you're free, that doesn't mean you can free to do anything. The Lord says to use your freedom to help one another, to make sure that God's will is done in this world, not to serve yourself, not to cover up a sin, but use your freedom to glorify God. So what does that mean? That means when you come to church on a Sunday, like today, and you see all these people around, and you may or may not know them by name, you may or may not know them by face, but they are people that God has gathered here. They are your fellow believers, brothers and sisters, going home to heaven with you. And just like in a regular family, brothers and sisters sometimes irritate each other. And by the way, if you hear any rumors about my younger brother, it's all his fault, just so you know. It was drilled into my brain, that terrible screeching of my mom. Boys, outside or down the basement? That usually meant that we were in trouble and if we didn't stop and straighten up. That's how it is in the family, right? We accidentally step on each other's toes. Sometimes, guess what? We're just kind of cantankerous and we step on people's toes anyway. And God says, just like in a family here, in his family, we take a step back and we say, God, our Heavenly Father, wants all to be saved. Doesn't matter if my toes are stepped on or not. One of the jokes I share with people as they come in here, they kind of wonder, well, you know, should I do this or should I do that? I don't want to step on anyone's toes. And I laugh and I say, you know, when you become a member here, we issue steel-toed shoes. You don't have to worry about that. You can just serve God as best you can because we work really hard at taking people's words and actions in the kindest possible way as God wants. We don't always do it perfectly, just like you don't do it perfectly in your family. But we are enabled by God's word to work hard at that. And why? Because we want to have a nice, good feeling? No, it's because we want to take God's word and share it with other people. And why do we want that? Because God, our Savior, wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. That's what's going on. And when God gathers us together, we say, thank you, Lord, for opening up my eyes. Thank you, Lord, for letting me understand that you're not talking to the guy in two pews in front of me. You're talking to me. Thank you, Lord, for letting me come to you as part of a family. Help me find someone I can encourage and build up here. Help me use words to help others to get closer to you until finally all of us, brothers and sisters in Christ, see you perfectly in glory as one great family of God. Amen.